Welcome to the Titletown Times, where we bring you everything coming out of 1265 Lombardi Avenue. My name is Nicholas Fargo, and with me is my co-host, Robert Martin.
What's going on, Packer Nation? Let's go.
What's going on, Packer Nation? Less than an hour from game time, and the Packers are set to face off against the division rival Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, how exciting. It's a color rush night, too, so watch your Packers in all white tonight.
Yes, although I wonder when we're going to get the all-yellow uniforms, because I know they sell those.
Yeah, I know they do, and it would actually look sweet. But, yeah, excited for the night. Detroit's played well, but it's our time tonight.
I agree completely. And I know a lot of Detroit fans like to bring up that they've beaten us four straight times, but I think we need to remind them that three of those four times they played against Brett Hundley or DeShone Kizer. The time they did play against Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers was playing on a broken leg.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other nights, Detroit had Matt Stafford playing very well. He's playing lights-out football against Green Bay. And he's been hit or miss, but hopefully we can catch him on a night where we can handle him and handle the Lions.
Yes. So unfortunate news is that Davante Adams will not be playing tonight. So that's going to hurt.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Davante Adams being our number one, out with a turf toe. I've heard anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, hopefully closer to two than six, but without him.
I agree completely. And to me, I think Matt Patricia, he comes from the school of Belichick, and they like to look at what they did the previous week and try and take that away. So they're going to look to try and take Aaron Jones out of the game.
Yeah, I expect the Lions to stack the box. They're not going to let the Packers control the clock with Aaron Jones in the running game. We do get Jamal Williams back as well, so that's a big boost. I do think the Packers can sling the ball around the field tonight. A little cooler night, but I think the Packers definitely can put some yards up on this secondary.
And speaking of slinging it around, I really think that this is a night where we need to get the tight ends involved. The linebackers for Detroit are very subpar, and I feel like it would be a matchup nightmare for Jimmy Graham, who has been playing pretty well the last 2 weeks. Not perfect, but serviceable. And Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah, and you look at our tight ends. They also brought up Bayless for this game on the active roster. So it'll be interesting to see what his role is going to be with Tanyan out with a hip. I look at it this way. I think Mercedes Lewis, again, he's this X factor. I mean, every time he's in the game, people automatically think run and he's going to be blocking. But, you know, he's made a few catches this year. I'd like to see him get involved in the passing game just a little bit more. I do think that he's got a little shake to him, big body like that. But I'd love to see Rodgers get him on a couple naked bootlegs.
For sure, definitely. And also, we can still get Aaron Jones involved in the passing game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Jones is an athletic freak. He's been known to, you know, turn that wheel route and go 35 yards down the field and catch ball. So when your running backs can do stuff like that, or even go in motion and line up in the slot and run some different things, I mean, he's such a weapon. So yeah, I definitely look for him to get out in space. And if they stack the box, then look for him to catch the ball.
Yes, and I know that the Lions do have Darius Slay, and he is a problem at corner, for sure. However, I really think that that's the only person that they have in that secondary.
Yeah, Darius Slay is coming back from injury tonight. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to get the 100% Slay or not. I mean, who knows until we actually get out there. But I still think you have to test him. I mean, you're going to find out quick and early how he's playing, because he's a difference maker for sure.
Yes, definitely. And going to Detroit's wide receivers, they have an underrated wide receiver core. I hate saying that, but it's true. They have Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones as well.
Yeah, and you know what? I had my radar on Golladay a while ago, even pre-draft that year when he came out. But really, it's the other one that's given us fits in the past, Jones. I mean, he's been a Packers killer.
No kidding. So it really brings up the question, who do we think is going to have the most success on which wide receiver? And if you ask me, I would put Jair Alexander on Golladay. Golladay's got superior speed. And you put Kevin King on Marvin Jones and use that size to your advantage.
Yeah, I agree. Jair, we got to match speed for speed. And he's our burner. And he's going to want to bounce back. You know, he got cut up a little bit this last week, if we're really being honest. And Cooper kind of had his way with them at times and used double moves and whatnot. And I think Jair has maybe a little bit in his craw today to come out and show that, you know what, he's still on top.
Yeah, I think so too. Jair just played really aggressive last week and it really worked against him.
Yeah, it really did. And you know what? You win some and you lose some with that. The thing I like about Jair, and I know I've mentioned it on the podcast before, he's got a short memory. So he's going to take some chances. But and if he does get burned, you can rest assured that he'll line up the next play with the same grit he always has.
I agree completely. And also, the linebackers, they do have... So the linebackers for Green Bay, I think, are going to play a huge factor in this game because the Lions just drafted TJ Hawkinson, who has had a pretty good start to his rookie season. He's been out with the concussion, but he's clear to go now.
TJ Hawkinson's really put up some good numbers, and he's just been the athletic tight end that the Lions wanted him to be when they drafted him. We got Oren Burks coming back. He played last week, I believe, a few snaps, mostly in special teams. I look for him to have a little bit bigger role tonight. I don't necessarily think he's going to put, you know, 50 snaps out there or anything, but watch for him to be lined up against Hawkinson. Very athletic. Hopefully he can mitigate a little bit of Hawkinson.
And in those seam routes, too, you can imagine that they're going to put someone like maybe Tremont Williams or Josh Jackson on him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at what they bring to the table. And the Lions, you know, honestly have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball, and Stafford isn't turning the ball over the way he had in the past. And I think even in these last four meetings against Green Bay, granted we weren't full strength on the offensive side of the ball, to say the least, Stafford still has a propensity at times to turn the ball over. These last four times against Green Bay, he hasn't done that. That's really helped the Lions' case. So hopefully tonight we get a couple takeaways and put the pressure on the Lions to become one-dimensional. If that happens, I like the Packers to win this football game.
I like their chances too. Pass rush, the offensive line for the Lions hasn't been great. So I really think Za'Darius and Preston Smith can have another good game today.
Yeah, and especially, I'm glad you brought that up, especially their tackles. Their tackles have really struggled, which does bode well for our Smith brothers combination. And they've been an absolute terror this season so far. So hopefully we can pin our ears back with the Z and Preston and see Stafford run for his life a little bit. On the flip side, the Lions center has played about as good as anyone has all year long from the center position. So Kenny Clark's got his hands, cut out for him, I guess. His work cut out for him tonight with that center play. But again, the tackles have been a little bit weaker, and let's exploit that.
I agree completely. We also have to stop their running game. They do have a solid running back in Kerryon Johnson, and thankfully, it looks like we started playing better run defense last week against Dallas, although they didn't run the ball much because Green Bay got up to such a huge lead. But Montrevious Adams being back is huge for this defense.
Yeah, he's kind of shown to be the difference maker when it comes to the run defense. Sometimes the best defense as far as run defense is actually getting out to an early lead. So if our offense can get out and make the Lions one-dimensional and have to sling it around because they're down by a couple scores, that would be the best. I mean, I'm confident we can stop the run, but at the end of the day, I'm very confident if we're up by two scores.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. And we got to make sure that we confuse Matthew Stafford because we need to send – like, by that, I mean we need to send exotic blitzes like Mike Pettine is known to do.
Yeah, he's a mastermind when it comes to that. There's only a couple in the league that may even rival him as far as exotic blitzes and different packages. For me, it's getting Stafford off the spot. He's not exactly a mobile quarterback, so if we can get him off the spot and make him throw where he's not in a timed way, get him off the spot and make him throw maybe a little earlier than he wants to, or hold the ball a little bit longer and get those feet pitter-pattering. Stafford can make mistakes. If you let him get back in the pocket in rhythm, he'll carve you up like a turkey.
Yeah, no kidding, which is ironic because they play every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, but so let's talk about score predictions. This is going to be a shorter episode since this is kind of late, but do you have any, like, score predictions or any hot takes that you that people might find surprising?
I have a score prediction and one hot take. I believe that our defense or our special teams is going to score tonight. I've said that before, and it hasn't really come to fruition, but I do believe that tonight we're going to get a score, whether it's a punt return, a block punt, or even our defense picking up a fumble. We're going to score the football on that side of the ball. And my prediction is 24-20. Green Bay. I feel like we're going to have to come back in the fourth quarter, and Aaron Rodgers will lead us down to the game-winning touchdown.
See, my score prediction is 30-20. I think we get a 10-point win here. I think that Aaron Jones, with Mike Daniels being out, which we forgot to mention, I think that we will be able to take advantage of that. And even though Patricia is going to want to take Aaron Jones out of the equation, you still have Jamal Williams as well. And that's going to be even harder for Patricia, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can definitely see that score as well. The thing I really like is Jamal Williams coming back. You know, he was kind of got on a little hot streak before he got hurt. He had to sit out last week, and I can only imagine that he's hungry as all get out to get out there and run that football. So I think he's going to be running like his hair's on fire. And I think Aaron Jones picks up where he left off. I mean, he had an outstanding football game last week. I don't think we could ask for better. So, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, the game starts in about half an hour or so. So we're going to just sit back and watch this Monday night football game. And hopefully we come out with a win here, Packer Nation.
Awesome. Let's get that 5-1, control the division, and see where the rest of the season takes us.
Hell yes. Go Pack, go, everybody.
You bet.